Sorry about that. Okay. Welcome to another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer, the podcast that proves you don't need talent to broadcast on the internet. I'm Retro Rob, and with me is Tom.
Hey.
Jonah.
Hi.
We got Matt Tisha.
Oh, hello.
We got Mikey the Noob.
We had Travisaurus for a while there.
Yeah, now he's missing. We had a nice talk with Travis.
He did go MIA.
He did. He's missing. Okay, so we're going to bring up a topic that we brought up earlier, and I think what we'll do is we'll just stop and we'll stitch this together and we'll start the second part of the show. The first thing I want to talk about is the Retro VGS. We have a rare correction because usually we don't care. And the best part about this particular correction is, of course, that it doesn't matter because the Retro VGS is no longer doing an Indiegogo. So the last episode, I incorrectly stated that their Indiegogo was basically a thing where you didn't have to get 100% funding.
Right. Even if they had 80%, if they felt like it, they could still start the project.
Right. But that was untrue. You actually had to get to 100% for them to start the project. So, sorry about that. I was corrected on YouTube. Who the fuck? Somebody was listening to us on YouTube, really?
Usually they listen to it as audio, and they usually scream at us.
I know.
We're there, and we can listen to them.
No more! Please, I can hear the neighbors screaming when we record.
So anyway, there's,
got it! There's cut that. There's that, but another thing I think we discovered is how much, and this is something that I didn't know, is how much contention there was over the Retro VGS, which I was pleasantly unaware of because we're with like the 100th wave of reporters on video gaming, so nobody talks to us. And couldn't find out, like, in the forums, there's a lot of hate going on for the Retro VGS. I guess I want to bring up something that I mentioned to Tom earlier. It's that, you know, if you don't like something and you think something should be fixed on it, awesome. You know, voice your opinion in the forums. Do this, do that. You know, do everything you can to get it to correct. That's just being a good consumer. But just hating. If you don't want something, don't care. There's nothing they can do. Why even bother?
Right. Just don't buy it at that point, okay? If it's a product you don't care about, don't buy it.
Why get everybody? Why act up with everybody else? Why hate on it so that everybody else's good time is ruined? Well, it's not ruined. I don't give a crap. But
exactly.
But why just hate? Why waste the energy? Yeah, why waste the energy?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I probably won't buy a Retro VGS. My issue was the price point. I thought it was a little high. But do you see me going, hey, you shouldn't buy it either, because you... No, if you want to spend that kind of money, spend that kind of money. Enjoy yourself. If it's right for you, do it. Don't piss on everybody else because you don't want it.
Whine, bitch, moan.
Welcome to the internet.
You know, it is one of those things where, you know, we come from the old school of gaming where, there was a little bit of infighting, but it wasn't a bunch of whiny crap. People had opinions.
Correct. It was basically me trying to convince you my system was better.
Right.
You know, not trying to tell.
And here's a reason.
Right. Not, oh, don't buy your system, or just because I don't want your system, you shouldn't have it. It was like, you should maybe look at my system because my system does this. Your system, it's okay, but it doesn't do this.
Right.
So.
Not this just, oh, I hate it because I hate it.
Right.
Weenie heads.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. So that was our correction.
And a little
and
bit
statement.
Of whining.
And
And number two is that apparently they are working on a price drop for the console to maybe bring it into a range where
I might buy
us mid-range gamers will play it.
So keep your eye on Kickstarter for Retro VGS. Also keep an eye on their Facebook page. If you just do a search on Retro VGS, it'll come right up, and they'll have all the announcements there. And if we hear anything, we'll put it up on our page as well.
Yep.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, so Rob, what are we doing tonight?
All right, well, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. This is our second recording. This has really lost its ring.
Yeah, it did now, but all right. But keep going anyway.
We started playing a game called God Mode. Now, we've attempted to get two episodes, and now we really flubbed a third, technically.
Yeah, but that wasn't God Mode's fault. That wasn't God Mode's fault.
Well,
It was a little God mode's fault.
It was a little God mode.
Okay, it was God mode's fault. All right, wrong. Rob, why was it God's mode fault that we have to restart this episode?
This particular one?
Yeah.
Apparently, they have a talk feature.
Right.
While you're playing.
Chat built right in.
Yeah, and it appears to have knocked off our recording equipment.
Oh, whoops! It took over the recording mic! Oh, damn!
So, we recorded like 20 minutes worth of footage with no sound.
So hopefully that won't happen again. We are starting again here. While we're actually trying the game tonight, I think we will also talk about what we've been playing.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
All right. Well, it should be. It's your idea.
Yeah, well, I'm a freaking genius.
It sounds like a good idea to him because it was his idea.
And, yeah. Yeah, but I don't create bad ideas.
Okay, so who's hosting this game? So we can jump in a game here.
I guess I will. Dude, where am I?
Well, right now.
I have a lobby and there are people in it.
Yeah, well, so,
he'll jump in on your game.
All right, so I'm going to join. What do I do?
Supply side Jesus.
Join session.
Yeah,
there we go.
Just pick me and join my lobby.
All right, and then we're going to start talking about what we've been playing. Why don't we start with the noob who can focus right now because he's not in game.
I just let you guys play. I'm being gentle and nice.
Why, thank you.
Which is a rarity.
You're the nicest noob ever.
We would also like to know what you've been playing.
Do you guys care what map it is, or should I just pick a random one?
Random it.
And here we go. I'm bringing up God mode.
Playing God mode. I'm playing Tales of Exalia 2, but I just beat the first one of that game, and they made a second one, which I just bought today.
So what's that game about?
Well, it's a very long story.
Well, we've got time.
Is it full of sighs?
Oh, no,
it's filled with plot twists and chapters and games.
That kind of thing, eh?
It's a 40-hour game, plus.
Oh,
dang.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so paying, like, around $30 for that was, well, a decent price for it.
That's a good deal for something you get 40 hours of gameplay out of.
Well, there's actually, in the game, you get to choose between two characters, and one's, like, she's supposed to be, like, great spirits, fire, water, earth, and wind, and you can play as her, where she's, like, kind of, like, someone that, like, holds the spirits with her and she can use the powers. And then there's another character who just kind of, like, follows her along, but, like, has his own side story path, like, kind of becoming, like, learning his own way, making his own story with the other person. And each storyline, like, they'll end up, like, splitting off, too. So, like, each one does have, like, their own little thing going on with it, but she ends up losing all four of her great spirits, and I can't go on about this game. It's one of those games where you gotta kind of play it and stuff like that, but the plot is pretty much she loses the spirits and you kind of have to get it back in the game and defeat the bad guys, basically.
All right, I see you.
Wait, my god mode just died.
All right, reboot.
Yeah, that's because mine died.
Okay, well, that's why we all got kicked out.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Try three, guys. This is our third try.
Let's try another host.
Rob will host.
I was able to get three people in last time. That's a record.
All right, well, let's try you.
I wonder if me being host knocked the mic off.
Nah, I doubt it. Yeah, so so you said you already purchased the second one?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now while you guys pick up. I gotta play something.
Well, yeah, how many hours does that one go?
I don't know. I just started today.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. But the other one had, if you play both characters, which I currently am, but there's a new game plus, but I'm like so overpowered it kind of becomes kind of boring. So it's kind of, if you do both characters, like, the first time was 40 hours. I'm pretty sure I could get 25 hours to maybe 30 hours if I actually do everything. And the best part, there's side quests.
Okay, random-ass side quests are actually side quests that make a difference.
Hello, welcome
So yeah, no. Oh, and by the way, Travis, his computer crashed. Sorry. He texted me.
Good to know.
Well, so, yeah, so he's out. So all right. So Rob, okay. And there's
I got a game.
All right, we're gonna join up with Rob. All right, Jonah.
Man, I just lost two people.
Yeah, no, they should reappear. They just got theirs. Matt?
I'm in.
You are in.
Jonah's in.
Now, all right, shall we try one more time? Rob, go ahead and start it up.
Man.
Here we go. We're going to try again.
Readying up. Hold on a second. I'm just testing to make sure sound. Yep. Our sound's still going.
All right. We actually may get a game here.
All right, so.
All right, so what have you been playing, Rob?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I've been playing a lot of little Famicom games, as you well know. I picked up a whole big bushel.
You got a good
bushel.
Oh my god! So you got like less than a dollar a piece.
Yeah, it was like $50 for 50. So that's delivered. So that's not
amazing.
Too bad.
That's amazing.
And
$50 for 50.
Yeah, yes. And there was only like two Mahjong copies in the whole lot, so that's not too bad. They were
Mahjong.
I hate Mahjong.
There are
Mahjong.
So many Mahjong games in the Famicom.
Terrible. But it was a lot of platformers, quite a few shooters in there, some weird
anything
stuff.
Outstanding?
The Marios were in there.
Oh, they were?
You know?
Okay. So that's
there's
cool.
Some RPGs. Dragon's Quest was in there. 1 through 4 were in
there.
Wow. Yeah, which of course were Japanese.
Yeah,
so
but that's
it didn't matter
part.
To me. You know?
Yeah, but
can't really play it.
It's actually a fun game to play.
Yeah.
Good JRPG games.
There's a bunch of games that I can't pronounce. Actually, a guy on my station helped me out with some of the names. Was able to help me out, so that was nice. But yeah, there's platformers, some shooters. It was really quite a good set. Oh, I got that Mario game that nobody ever plays. Wrecking Crew. That one's really good. That's a good game. I like it. I liked it quite a bit. The other thing I've been playing is Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, 5. And that is awesome. That is a good stealth game. Obviously, it's the grandfather of the genre. But I gotta say, just wonderful game.
I'm
not the best stealth player in the world, so the ability to go loud and still survive has been really a blessing, a real blessing for me.
Yeah,
that's why I love that game.
It is. It's good. It was worth it. And I used some of the money that I was going to use for Fallout 4 for it. So Fallout 4 is going to have to come in out of budget. But what do you do? So yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I've been playing the heck out of it. I did about 3 hours of streaming on it, and then people did what the internet does, which is, hey, Retro Rob, you're a retro station. Why are you doing Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, because you know why? Because they're good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, those are just good games.
Yeah, I have no, you know, I don't care. I'm not picky. I play whatever.
Well,
I do indie games too. So.
During some of your unboxing things, like you had some new stuff in there.
Yeah,
know?
I do new stuff. So
so they just can't call you retro for no reason.
No, I know, but
yeah, I got lots of retro games. I mean,
yeah, it's not like he doesn't play a bit slow to retros already.
But for no reason.
All right, so I'm gonna go over to Jonah. Hold on, I'm moving the mic. You're gonna hear a thunk.
Thumping.
This is how I think I lost it last time.
Oh. As you move the mic.
Yeah. Test of faith. Is it still? We'll find out in a minute.
Hey,
it's still working. Yes, it's still working.
Okay. Yay!
Well, I mean, except for me. It immediately crashed.
Oh, your game crashed?
Oh, my God.
Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
It still goes on.
I love you, God Mode, for being godlike. All right.
And crashing all the bleeding time. Stay together, guys, so that we don't get separated off this time.
Nice. So, Jonah, what have you been playing?
Taken King DLC, and the DLC is good, but Destiny, with all the DLCs in Destiny right now, this is probably how the game should have come out, like, originally.
So now, like, $100 in.
Yeah,
yeah,
now it's actually,
the
game actually works, now you spend all that extra money.
Now it's, like, up to, like, $300 maybe? or something like that? Like, $200 now?
No, it's like...
You're about $100
it's,
in, right?
Hold on, it's 60 if you got it brand new, then 45 and 45. So it's like...
You know, I think I'll speak to Zeus and
it's like
140
total.
Just for you.
I just flipped off the screen.
You what?
Flipped 50. Off the screen. Can't see that. Like,
$60
It is 150.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you son of a gun.
Too mad,
so,
Jonah. Too
so
mad.
Is it
focused?
So you're saying it's good?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it's worth the...
The money?
$150. It's hard to get into, but once you get into it, it's good. Debatable.
Are you
playing? Brian agrees with me, so yeah.
Well, it's Brian.
From everything I'm reading, I'm
bad though. So
you've already said his playing skills, and not so much.
Yes, he was having an off day, but.
Oh, yeah, an off day. That's
not. No, he's not good, but he's not horrifically bad anymore.
Well, since Matt got kicked off, let's talk to Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
What have you been playing, Matt?
I've played some Elder Scrolls Online here and there with Travis whenever he and I are actually both online and both have a chance to actually play. And I have been playing a lot of Shadow of Mordor. I seem to be able to only do that game in 15-hour stints. I bought it.
Glad you're cutting yourself down to short stints,
yeah,
there, buddy.
Short stints, yeah.
I bought it and then I played it for 10 or 15 hours, and got a good way into it, and then the Fallout 4 trailer came out, and I was like, shit, I need to play Fallout. Game real bad, and so then I played Fallout New Vegas for I think I dumped 45 or 50 hours into that save already. Then I was like, oh man, beating this game again. So I got back into Shadow of Mordor, and I played that another 15 hours. Then I took a break, and now I'm playing it again. And I'm somewhere past the halfway point in story. But I mean, it doesn't take 40 hours to beat the game to just get the story. You can probably get through that in 10 if you really want to, but I'm taking the long route because if I don't, I'm pretty sure the world will end if I don't do everything. So I have to.
Everything!
Is that true?
So.
Where are you, Rob?
Look over your shoulder.
I get over there every time.
I'm getting my ass whooped here.
I'm not.
Now it's Tom's turn. Tom, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a little Killing Floor 2. Doing a little bit of classic gaming. Nothing spectacular. I don't think there's really been anything new on the market as of late that really has caught my eye. I mean, my biggest thing is I still have a lot of mods I need to do. I bought a whole bunch of modding gear, and I've been so bleeding busy. I just haven't had a chance to install any of it into the system.
Oh, yeah, bleeding busy. You know, spending time in Florida, enjoying a wine festival. Yeah, real busy.
Yeah, well the Florida wine festival ate all of my time up.
So, Matt, I see that you're giving up on
No, they're in the middle of a match. So
yeah,
we are
in the middle of a match right now.
I mean, so I'll just play a little Shadow of Mordor while I wait for them to finish their
match. How did you get over here?
I died. That's a good way to get there.
Well, that works. Do not kill me. Kill these guys. No, I know you're doing that. Doesn't mean you need to kill me.
Yeah, God Mode is a dirty, dirty game. I gotta say.
Test of faith.
Hey, wow, we did it. Now there should be a tough time.
Can we jump off of this?
We can get out of here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Here we go.
Go.
Oh, great. Yeah, I see you guys over there. Okay, good.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm right. Following you.
All right.
Here we go. My old one-eyed butt is running after you.
All right.
hey, at least we're staying together. This is the longest, by the way, audience, that we've ever actually been able to play this game without it screwing up.
That said, it did kick Matt.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that happened before the game really started, so can we say that it was? No. I mean, I would.
This time it's not Rockstar.
Yeah.
We had this discussion. It's got an anti-douche mode. I haven't had enough gin and tonic yet to activate it.
It's a fun little party game, you know?
It really is. You know, in all honesty, once you get it working,
yeah,
it's
this
really
fun.
A great little game.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, the setup time's about 3 hours.
So. Jonah said the setup time's about 3 hours.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if he wasn't right. All right, what the hell's that?
Sad but true. It's the green ooze.
All right. Next fairy. Oh, it's a boss.
No, it's not. It's
kill those things. Aunt Michelle? No.
Oh, down it goes. Look at that.
Damn it.
Boom.
I'm sending the scene off to her.
Oh, thanks, game. I like this. So since I bought the second one, I'm playing it. It's like, hey, we found your first game. Hey,
I will say.
Did it pick up where you left off from the first one?
Yeah.
That's
it's
cool.
Like, to you who has shown such unwavering conviction in not deleting your save file.
Okay, that's
true. Is that you present you with a gift?
Rob, did you get 100? I think you had 100 XP there. What did you kill?
Everything. I killed everything.
Well, here, I can get 100 XP. Oh, wait a second.
Do not shoot me in the back!
Yeah, shoot him directly in the front.
Oh, I am loving these intros. It's like clear data found from the first game. Since I beat the first game, you played the bejesus out of the first game.
I killing Fuller goes a lot easier. I just gonna throw that out there right now.
Yeah, it does.
Or we could play Dungeon Defenders.
Yeah, Dungeon Defenders
well, this
is good.
You know, in all honesty, this is damn near a wave game. You know, you're just playing wave of wave.
Yeah,
okay, now there's a glitch there. There's,
what?
Did you see this thing just stuck here?
Why are they?
They're just stuck and not dying. I think the game has now glitched. I think we've done it again. I think we've achieved glitch level in the game.
Glitch mode!
Oh,
nothing
no.
is dying.
Wait.
Jeez,
no, dude.
No.
Nothing
can
is dying.
Just run to the end?
Wait, he's dead. I just killed something.
You killed something?
Let's run to the end.
Apparently, I need armor.
Okay,
where's everybody?
I am just blasting the crap out of this thing.
Yeah,
and I ain't dying.
Mordor.
Maybe you guys are a bunch of wimps. Oh, I just died as I'm talking crap.
Well, there you are. I got stabbed in the eyes. Wait, now, can you still kill things?
Yeah, you see, now it says we got 10, but no. I'm not reviving.
Okay, it says you're here.
I mean, yeah, it says you're still alive. Here,
yeah, I'm just not reviving.
Don't shoot me!
Shoot him in the face!
He's shooting me in the back!
I get XP!
No!
It's worth it!
Okay, Rao, are you out?
I'm permanently dead, I think.
All right.
Hold on, I'm looking back at my screen.
Let's go over here.
Yeah, nothing.
I think we can talk about what we've learned.
I think we can talk about what we've learned. I think we are at that point of the game. I can learn that it's shotgun.
Yeah, it doesn't do damage to me.
Exactly.
The machine gun does.
No. All right. So,
Oh, wait. Can we not kill each
other? No, we can't even kill each other now anymore.
No. Yeah.
So, I have learned, I've learned a lot today.
What have you learned, Rob?
I've learned that no matter how hard we try, God mode just defeats us every time.
Okay.
This was supposed to be our Return of the Jedi. This is supposed to be it. The third film, we defeated the evil empire. We won
the
this.
Third
and,
film.
Yeah.
Wait,
it's our third attempt at this.
Third film.
Yeah, we kicked their butts, man. Darth's dead.
Little Ewoks
Emperor's
dancing
gone.
Around.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
You're talking about the old one.
I had furries.
We're old, remember?
We don't talk about those other films here.
Okay.
No Jar Jar Banks here.
While we're
totally just not even talking about anything to do, did you hear Dark Matter got renewed? I'm pretty happy about that.
I did not hear that. Uh-huh.
Dark Matter on Sci-Fi. I like that show. Yeah. I was a little worried about its renewal because it started out really weak, and you know that killed a lot of people right away. Like the first 2-3 episodes were pretty weak, but it picked up fast. It got there, and it's good, solid sci-fi.
I didn't start on the first
Yeah, you didn't start till the third, and that's when you got hooked on it.
Yeah. It's a good show.
It is very, it takes a lot of cues from Firefly. A lot of its cues are from it.
Ooh.
It's its own show, but you can see where...
A little influence there.
There's a lot of time spent around the table, you know, like the dinner table talking and stuff like that. It's got that kind of thing. Nobody can trust anybody. It's got kind of that comedy mixed with sheer terror. Are you actually able to kill anything in yours?
No.
I was able to, and then I just died and
everything is frozen up. This guy's got an axe in his head. Lots of blood flying around, and nothing's dying.
And I can't kill Tom for XP.
That said, what the hell? We still recommend God Mode.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Do.
No, we don't.
Totally do.
No, we don't.
It's a great game for 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, no, I guess the first two rounds are freaking awesome.
It's a great game.
Now we're just sitting here, me and Jonah are just sitting here shooting each other in the face.
And we can't even kill each other.
And nothing's happening.
XP.
Well, I'm just laying there on the floor. It was my only defense.
You know,
pain death.
That's right. So what's the tally here? What, do we consider this partial victory because we actually got some footage of the game playing?
No, that's true. I don't think
we did get footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never got footage before.
Whoa, Jonah, something is sticking through me. Look at this.
Last time we played,
did you put a knife? No, there's a knife in our back. Who stabbed us?
I stabbed you, and you stabbed me.
Yeah, no, we never did get a game actually started last time. So I'm pretty proud.
I loved it. I loved it too.
Okay,
where do you guys go? I don't know.
Gotta look at is these cool knives sticking out of our back right now.
I don't think I can see it. Wait, maybe I can switch to other.
Oh,
wait,
please try, because it's way cool to watch the knife sticking out of our back. Because evidently we stabbed each other as well, and we both have knives sticking out of our backs.
Just like real life.
And we have bullet holes in our legs.
Let's see.
Too.
Nope, hitting space doesn't do it. We're just basically laying here looking at my dead body. For those who are listening to the audio podcast, I don't know why you would be, but.
Wait, stay there.
Stay there. We can walk up by his body.
Where's his dead body?
About midway. I see him straight up by you. Yeah.
He's not even here.
Could you guys do the.
He died over here.
Wait,
here
I see Jonah.
Where is he?
I see Jonah. Can you guys.
Oh, you're over here.
Wait, I'm waving. I'm over here.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of.
Dad.
There's a.
Dad!
Hey!
Look at the knives
in our back!
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
What?
His stuff's still alive! Wait, we're getting attacked?
Yeah, but we can't. Wait, can we kill them?
You can't see it on your screen?
No! We're trying to.
I can't even move my camera.
Wait, move it so I can shoot them.
I'm trying.
But we're not dying.
Yeah, we're not dying either, but we can kill them on our screen. Or on his screen.
Are we killing them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying apart.
This is crazy. What is going on?
So, I gotta see if this resets if we kill these guys all off.
There's a lot of them. How can you kill what you cannot see?
Oh,
Tom,
easy.
If you look on his screen, you can kind of point your direction.
All right.
Mike, I got to play this footage back for you. You're going to love this.
This footage is going to be amazing.
Oh, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
This is just crazy.
I'll leave a little comment if I think it's amazing. Fuck.
Oh, God.
There's this crap rolling all over the place. They're surrounded. They're not dying.
Whatsoever.
But, man, we are taking a lot of hits. I got to look at his screen because I got
to
see.
Yeah.
This is just stupid.
What is this stuff rolling around here?
Fuck you, I know who the main character is, you fucking... Don't add question mark.
What is Matt? We've totally lost Matt to Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go grab ammo. Where am I?
He didn't lose me. I just didn't
learn. No. All
right. Let's go right here.
Right where?
No. All right. No, so now that we're looking at Jonah's butt.
Why are we looking at Jonah's butt, man?
It's just showing it to the screen. Well.
No.
Hold on. What? All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this particular episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. you listeners, hey, hope you liked the first half of the episode.
Yeah,
you viewers, hope you liked the second half of the episode. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget you can visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can also visit us on Twitter at guysgamesbeer. No, and free game giveaways on there and commentary. Don't forget, stop by our Facebook. Stuff is going on all the time on Facebook.
All
constantly.
The time.
All the time.
Yeah, we are constantly on Facebook. Lots of listeners there screwing off, being goofballs. thank you very much for coming on there. That's at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Anything else? You want to talk about anything else?
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Rate, comment. Yeah.
Rate us.
Wait, you can't rate. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Yeah. Don't thumbs down.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Don't be like the retro VGS episode where we just got abused.
We got abused on that one a little bit. I kind of feel a little
bit. I mean, we kind of deserve it.
Yeah, but I'm a little butthurt. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think you guys have an opinion.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little butthurt on
that one. How dare you guys?
I think the point was we didn't really have an opinion. I mean,
no,
it was really.
We didn't. We were kind of like right down the middle of the road at the end of the day.
All
right.
Well,
how dare you have an informational podcast? I'm not here to learn.
We don't come to Guys Games and Beer to learn, damn it. Alright, thank you very much for watching Guys Games and Beer. Have a good night, folks. See you next week as I believe we have the TurboGrafx number one, actually number two, and I believe we're going to have the guys from Gamehole Con on. If they're going to come on soon. If they're not on next week, they'll be on, I think,
soon.
The following
so,
week. Yeah,
so, yeah, we will definitely be talking about a lot of cool stuff with them. So, make sure you listen.
And I know we haven't been doing a lot of guests lately. That's largely because we've just been kind of kicking back and having fun. So, and we like having them on. Don't get me wrong. All right. Thanks for watching. Bye. I've said it like three times.
Yeah. Oh, be fucked.